As we need you to call in with our idiot of the day show. Good morning. Who is this?
Morning. It's Gilbert again.
Gilbert? Is that right?
Yep.
Gilbert? How are you doing, Gilbert?
Doing good. Doing good.
Excellent. All right. Let's do this. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the
Idiot
Day.
Of the day.
All right. Here we go, Gilbert. All right, we got a couple idiots for you. Your job, just pick which one is worthy of the title, of course. Start with this one. This was good because there was a photo that backed it up. You could probably just Google it. I don't know if I'll post it or not. You know, women wear those, Gilbert, they wear the stretchy yoga pants everywhere now, and I got no problem with it, all about it. But there are times when
I have no problem with it either.
Right? Who would? There's probably times when it doesn't make sense. 29-year-old woman Sierra Coleman was in an IKEA store in St. Louis back in December and tried stealing a large frying pan, shoving it down the back side of her pants, you know, like big, you know, loose pants or something, shove the frying pan down there and steal it. Yeah, obviously she should have gone with the bagger thing. Nope, she tried shoving it down her yoga pants. Nothing to see here. So... she's kind of a larger woman, I'll say. Two employees saw a clear, and the photo of it shows a clear outline of a frying pan in the back of her pants and confronted her in the parking lot. Someone got it on video, and you could see them. Even the handle was still kind of sticking out of her pants. She's in the news now because she didn't show up for a court date. She originally posted $1,500 bond, but she'll need to post about five times that once they catch her. All because of her frying pan shoved down the back of her yoga pants, which is just, there's a clear outline. It's a frying pan. There's no doubt what it is.
There's no question about it.
No!
She's got a frying pan.
There's a frying pan in her pants. All right, that's one. So here, we got one more for you. And this one's a little quick and to the point. 46-year-old guy, Salt Lake City, ran from the cops Monday night, and they hid. Then he had to call 911 for help because he broke into a church and locked himself in the basement boiler room. So, he had to call 911, and the cops went there and were more than happy enough to let him out of the boiler room that he locked himself in when he was running from the cops.
Yeah.
So there you go, Gilbert.
Walked out of the boiler room and right into the tank.
Yeah, out of the frying pan into the fire. I guess we could use that for both of these. But Gilbert, who is our idiot of the day today?
I got to go with frying pan girl.
Frying pan girl. How do you not? How do you not? Gilbert, that was awesome. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. You have